It is the Riot Daily Podcast, take two.
All right, day two. We're really on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woohoo!
This thing is happening right here.
Again, hopefully you like the switch to the Daily Podcast for the Worst of Riot.
Yes, indeed. So let's see. Today, okay, I had two thoughts about the podcast.
Yeah.
First off, I am open to some feedback. If anybody has any, go ahead and, for that kind of feedback, just email us, riot@radiou.com. And you're like, well, what kind of feedback? I don't know. Whatever you got. And then
well, nice only. No, just decent.
Wide open, right?
Oh, not that wide.
Well, I mean, the show's not going to change.
Words
if
hurt.
If you don't like the show,
then we can't help you with
you
that.
You might as well just go ahead and unsubscribe right now.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine.
But I mean, I'm thinking more in regards to the podcast format.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Of how it's presented to you. There's that. The other thing I was thinking too is I'd be interested in hearing how many people would be interested in a blog. And as in, like, I would check that blog for links to stories.
Yeah.
Because we don't currently do a daily blog. I'm not even 100% sure that we want to do a daily blog. But if enough people really wanted it, most of the time we get kind of one-offs. Like, I'll get a text message or a phone call or an email like, hey, can I get a link to that story? If you find yourself really wanting it, you can always get at us that way. But let me know if you'd be interested in a show blog. That's more work for me.
But it would
but
be helpful.
If it's something that you really, really wanted.
It would accompany the show very well, especially with the daily format for the podcast.
Right. So today in the podcast, there's a lot of brown water jokes.
I remembered after we talked about it. I was like, that is not the first time we talked about that topic.
The color brown comes up more than one
yes.
time. Virtual reality makes it in. I got an Echo Dot, and I talk about that, which I still... My phone does everything the Echo Dot does,
but I still... It completely does.
But I'm telling you what.
Okay.
I like that Echo. Okay, well, like, I was thinking about this. For you, for Siri, do you have Siri always listening,
yeah.
or do you have to hit the button?
No, it always listens on my phone and my watch.
All right. So there's that. Let's see. Movie mode. We talk about the gym. We talk about a huge light I'm buying that's medical, so
can't
don't
wait
say
to
anything
see that.
About it.
Can't wait.
Can't say anything bad about it. It's medical.
We talk a lot about TV shows, so if you go, or movies actually for today. So if you check out Radio U Riot on Facebook, you can join us there to put your pick from what was your best movie from 2016.
Yeah, that's a big one. Yesterday was best TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
You can get in on that if you want. There's that, and then there's also Trailer Tuesday, and that's all at Radio U Riot.
And that's on our Facebook page.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy this Tuesday, January 3rd podcast of 2017.
So specific.
I know.
Crazy.
It's daily.
Have a very good day.
It's the Riot.
This is some of the worst Riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. It's the worst of the Riot.
If everybody could do me a favor and be looking around, police are seeking an overweight, excessively hairy, naked man.
Ooh, and where is this?
Well... It's in Medford, New Jersey.
Oh, but you never know how far he's gotten.
Something I wanted to be really clear about up front is this is not a casting call or a help wanted ad. So if you're thinking...
Is that negative?
If you're one of those things, you're like, dude, I am overweight. I'm pretty hairy. And with the removal of these pants, I'm totally naked.
You can do that. You can do this role.
All right. So where do we go? Like, I brought my resume and some other things. Like, I've been overweight for a while, pretty much since freshman year, actually.
I mean, you never thought a role like this would come up, but it is perfect for you.
The hairy thing's only been lately, but...
Well, you're still coming off November-eared and
yeah.
the no-shave November, and you just carried that through December, so...
So, you know...
You're like, perfect.
It's great. What ended up happening is there's a guy that that apparently likes to drive around Medford and expose himself.
Oh, so naked.
Yeah. You know, again, I feel like the real bummer here is that, you know, you are overweight and you're hairy and you begin exposing
and you know it.
Well, you know what? Maybe not. Maybe you actually think to yourself,
oh,
like,
sure.
you know, last year I spent a lot of time in the gym. I'm feeling a lot better about myself. And you know what? I shouldn't have to do hair removal. That's ridiculous. Like, don't judge me like that. So the first thing that happens, the first thing, and you know it's you. Like, when you see the police asking these questions, you know you're
they're looking for you.
You're not going like, oh, they're not looking for me. You're sitting there like, what? Are you kidding me?
And that's how they describe you.
Excessively hairy? This is natural, all right? Pardon me for not shaving all over. And if you want to see overweight, you should have seen me 2 years ago before I started this program.
It's kind of like the people that, you know, if you get a bad mug shot and you want to you know, do something else or turn in another nicer picture if the news uses your picture to try to find you and you don't like the one that's been chosen for you. You know, if you don't like the description, you call in, you're like, listen, you're going to find me if you're asking instead for a totally different person.
You get one of those things that change your voice. Hello, I'm the excessive naked man.
That's me.
I've lost 300 pounds. I don't appreciate the way you represent me.
It's not as overweight.
So
it's hard too when someone uses a description of like excessive.
Yeah, excessive.
It's not even just hairy. It was just you're excessively hairy.
You know what? Who are you to judge what excessive is?
Well, they have.
That's a judging word.
If he's been naked enough, then they've got plenty of time to judge him.
And the police are back. Like they're using that phrase. Like, they're on board. That is an official police description.
They talked about it. They went with probably hairy first, and then they're like, well, you know what, Bob? I feel like he's more excessively hairy.
Or they're talking to the victims of the flashing, and they're like, okay, now listen, how would you describe the hairy? You know, would you say that he was somewhat hairy?
Maybe hairy.
Or excessively hairy.
They all went with excessively.
And the other thing is, do you think they have pictures like, this is hairy, this is excessively hairy. All right? Now, when we say overweight, do we use the word obese? What did you think his BMI was? Because overweight is 25 to, 29? Yeah. And anything 30 and above is obese, so we got
to... Overweight or obese, that's why you're supposed to, have your clothes on. People aren't supposed to have that much time to judge you.
I mean, a sheet, if nothing else. Just something to cover
your... You could have been the ghost of New Jersey. Woo-hoo!
Something to cover your excessively hairy overweight
ghost.
Butt.
Yes. You took your clothes off.
Everyone's seen it.
So if you have family or if you're from that area, just that's who they're looking for.
Yeah. Apparently, he showed up somewhere around December 23rd and then again on Saturday. So... He's out there.
Good job.
He's naked.
Well, maybe
he's fat.
Maybe though, since that was Saturday and that was like over the weekend, maybe that was his resolution. So he won't do it anymore.
I think it was his last time.
Yeah, that was his last trip out.
In 2017, I'm going to be thinner. I'm going to get laser hair removal.
And I'm
going to keep my clothes on.
Yeah, that's a great step forward.
He's got three right off the top there. You're like, I'm not sure what I want to do this year. This guy's got a vision.
He's got a lot to work on.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
You guys ever heard of a boil warning?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, do I have one on my back?
No, like for water.
It's under my excessive hairiness. I can't tell. No, for water. So where do you get those exactly? Because I see now that... there was a boil warning last night in my area, and I got to tell you, I just drank tons of water, showered, took a bath, like everything.
An excessive amount of water.
Everything, whatever.
Last night,
for some reason, I was very, very thirsty, so I just kept going back.
Did they say what was wrong with it, or maybe it was still good, like in your pipes in your house? You know, like it had to go through a flush of stuff out.
Fingers crossed, right? They're like, yeah, it affects about 500 customers. I don't think it's my area, but they're also, I feel like they're casting a real broad net. They're like, kind of over here, and like, kind of over there, and like, whatever. And so,
is it still going on?
Well, yeah, they say like 36 hours after this notice, which I don't know when the notice started, and boy... It's a good thing, I guess, I got on Facebook. Like, how are you supposed to know? Where do you get this
isn't
stuff?
Isn't there a message service, like just calls everybody or texts you or something?
I don't think that...
It's set up for that.
I don't think where I live it's sophisticated enough to have...
Do they get on the siren thing and just... Maybe. Talk the announcement or something.
Maybe they have a phone tree. Where you
have five people that
you have five people that you call. So
no one's gonna answer.
Like they call you and then you call
other
people.
I've never been a part of this, but we have to boil our water.
My name's Obadiah. You don't know me, which is obviously why you didn't answer the phone, but boil your water because you might die. I hope that works out for you.
No, I bet it's just a suggestion.
How do you know? Like, they're saying here, like, you could get sick.
What type of sick?
Okay. during this experience, you may, or during this time, you may experience brown water.
Ooh, that's an obvious. You don't have to tell me. There's no phone call needed on that one. If that comes out brown, guess who's not drinking it?
Hey, guys, this is a little weird.
I'm moving.
But there's some brown water coming from this thing. Do you think it's okay for me to go ahead and drink it?
Yuck.
Oh, yeah, it's just city water. Don't worry about it.
It's rust. It's rusty water.
Yeah, you just keep it, let it run a little bit. Oh, it's okay.
If you have brown water come out, not like, can you please film that? Because I want to see what that looks like.
I just
not toilet water, but I want to know what sink water or shower
water. That out of context. If you guys have brown water coming out, could you film it?
Will you call and tell me? Man, you'd hear me screaming if the shower water came out brown.
Oh, please avoid doing laundry until the repairs are made and the water has been flushed. Oh, don't worry. We're flushing the brown water. It's fine. There's no evidence of any contamination aside from the brown water. However, because of this possibility, could you please?
But they don't say what the sickness could be?
No. No. Because then maybe there's some liability involved. They're like, yeah, they said right there I might get dysentery and I have it.
And so, I don't know where else I might get dysentery from.
You know, the weird thing is I was drinking brown water and next thing you know, I'm sick.
What are you on the Oregon Trail? Like, what's that? I wouldn't even know what. I just can't handle that stuff.
All right. Well, it just bothers me. Like, how am I supposed to find out about this stuff?
Well, maybe you should boil your water, though.
You think so?
You should do it all like the old-timey way with the bathtub, like in the movies where they bucket after bucket of boiled water,
fill in the tub.
Yeah, and then you're fine.
The problem is if I've got a tub full of hot water, I'm getting in.
Well, you can't.
I'm getting in. It looks
too nice.
Then drink
your own bath water.
Well, you guys can still drink my bath water. I was wearing a swimsuit.
It was boiled.
It was boiled.
It was
it's fine.
And it's not brown.
No big deal.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Let's not forget to mention it. If you go to Radio U Riot on our Facebook page, yesterday we talked about an awards ceremony.
The Obies, Nikki.
The Obies from What Was the Best Things Featured in 2016.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday we talked about TV shows, and today it's movies.
Well, yesterday we had a lot of people that sounded off. We asked favorite movie, and we said Stranger Things for me.
Favorite TV show.
Nikki picked, she picked Grand Tour, and a lot of people sounded off. Jenna said Stranger Things. Andy said Daredevil. Daredevil.
Oh, that's, you know
season
what?
Season two was a great season.
But because it was earlier.
You forget.
You forget about it.
Lisa's Stranger Things, Brandon's Stranger Things, Mendy's Stranger Things, Andrew the Grand Tour for sure. And David, I was thinking Stranger Things before I even saw anyone else's response.
So he wins, obviously.
So he liked Stranger Things before anybody else did.
Way to
and
go.
Our very own Hudson said The Night Manager. Catherine, still stuck on Blacklist.
Oh, okay.
And Carrie says Man in the High Castle and Stranger Things. Andy says The Flash. Ted, also a designated survivor guy. So if you want to sound off on yesterday's TV things, there's that. But then let's also not forget, as Nikki just mentioned, that Trailer Tuesday has been posted, and we're asking you for your favorite movie of 2016. Now, Trailer Tuesday is Birdemic.
It's not from last year.
Maybe we'll get into that later. Nikki, I need to know, what's going to be your favorite movie from 2016?
I feel like I need to look at a list.
What's Nikki giving the Obie for last year?
I don't know. I got to look at a list to decide.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Or give me some options. I didn't see a lot of movies. I don't feel like I did.
Let's see. Captain America Civil War.
That's in my queue.
Good. It's great.
On top of it.
Deadpool.
Nope, missed that one.
Rogue One.
Nope.
Zootopia.
That was cute, but...
La La Land.
No, not yet.
The Arrival. Hail Caesar. Oh, what a letdown that was.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad.
You know what? Justin just texted in. He said Suicide Squad. So.
No way! Justin, that's
right,
the wrong answer!
Come on.
Batman v Superman. The Jungle Book. Doctor Strange.
That's also in my queue. I really want to watch it.
Ghostbusters. Manchester by the Sea. I'm just going through a Google
list. No way, shape, or form any ranking on this.
The Nice Guys. Everybody Wants Some, Hell or High Water, Star Trek Beyond, The BFG, 10 Cloverfield Lane. There's an underrated movie right there. That was...
something.
boy, I felt like that was something. That was a ride.
Was that the one with John Goodman?
Oh, yeah,
and
Nikki.
The
John Goodman's performance,
and that was
so good.
Was special.
He was scary. He was a very scary
dramatic
man. X-Men Apocalypse, Alice Through the Looking Glass, Wiener.
Long list.
Love and Friendship.
Sure.
I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Warcraft. Oh, Warcraft. I didn't even see it, and it's bad.
Please don't put that on the list.
Jason Bourne. I mean, there's a huge list here.
But as you read them, there really were a lot of disappointments.
I think this was one of the most disappointing movies or movie seasons pretty much ever. Like, I couldn't tell you the last time that I watched, like, it's been a lame year. I've got high hopes for next year, so.
No, this year.
Yes, this year.
We've already moved in.
What you said. Dean said Hacksaw Ridge. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, was
a
that good?
A lot of people like that. I didn't see it.
Don't like intense movies as much unless I'm in a mood for it. And
right.
I just, last year I wasn't in a mood.
You have no pick.
I saw Secret Life of Pets twice, but that was with people. And it was very cute because it's a dog owner.
That's your
but
pick.
But I don't want that to be my pick.
That's your pick.
I do not want
like,
that to be
we
my
come
pick.
To you, Nikki, and say, Nikki, what
pick.
Do you think was the I finest piece of cinematic art?
I didn't say that. I just said that.
Of 2016.
I don't want to. Well, I'm not going down with that one.
Nikki's response, I saw Secret Life of Pets twice.
I just feel like everything else, none of it works as like a top pick. So I'm going to let everybody else choose, and then I'll jump on the bandwagon on what seems to be the top pick from last year.
All right. Well, you guys jump in at Radio U Riot on Facebook. That's where that discussion is. Plus, people are texting in if you want to text as well. 877-2-RADIO-U. You can see the Birdemic trailer. There's also yesterday's discussion about the best TV show of 2016. I think my pick, it's got to be somewhere between Rogue One and Civil War, and I don't know which one it is. I do like Civil War a lot.
It's okay
lot.
To go with two. It was a long year.
You know what, Nikki? I'll let you. It'll just be the Riot's picks. And that way.
Yeah, I'm just going to jump on yours. I appreciate you the don't compassion have to, with that.
You know.
It was a long last year.
Yeah, it's been a long morning. It's been a really tough time here. So we'll just go with that.
Make it a group effort.
Okay.
I go with your picks.
The Riot with Nikki.
Want to pet my dog? He lives at my house.
The Riot with Obadiah.
How come you're so fat?
The Riot on Radio U.
So we're, you know, really into the new year now. It's January 3rd already.
It's like practically February.
Yeah, it's practically February. Okay, Nikki, so I've been thinking about, I've been using my light therapy box. If you guys don't know, I am officially diagnosed with seasonal affective disorder.
Oh, I didn't know you officially got that.
Oh, it's official, Nikki. So I got my little blue light. Let me shine it in your face.
Gosh, I hate that light. So intense.
Well, I've been thinking about making it a lot worse.
You want a bigger light box?
I think I'm going to go with a full spectrum light. I've got a blue light box that I use in the studio every morning. I take it home on the weekends.
It is smaller, too. So
it is.
It makes you look like a Smurf, but that's about it.
This would make me look like I'm on location at the sun. That's what. That's what
is this portable or does it just stay put?
It would be huge. It's not.
Can't you just turn the light on that's above you?
Full spectrum, 10,000 lux. I mean, like, it would be like the sink versus the fire hose, okay? That's what we're getting. This is the fire hose of light.
Well, why do we have to have that in the studio?
Well, you won't see it. It's directional.
It's not like your blue light, which does cross over onto my side of the table.
It does not.
It does too. It's a glow.
It's the reflection. And I'm going to glow a little bit while it's on.
Okay.
Right?
I get like,
first off, you can't make fun because it's medical. So you're not going to, you can't say anything.
I'm not allowed to.
You're not allowed.
I am supportive of your thing. And I suggested you get the other one because I feel like your body has adjusted to this light box.
This blue thing.
This blue light doesn't do the same thing like it did back when you first started.
I've done better this year. Like
yeah.
Between the light and certain kinds of exercise and stuff, like it's going better. But
you want to go bigger.
Well, you know what? I've just been thinking, it's weird, but like the depression thing, it almost feels like it. Hello. I have some terrible things to tell you about your life and people and stuff. Can I come in? I'd like to come in and have a seat.
And then if you had the bigger light, it'd be like, I can't sit here.
It's too freaking bright in here. I hate it here.
That's not going to be depressed.
That's the idea.
So, yes, you know what? You simplified that in a beautiful way.
So,
get it. Bring it in. Install it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. I just wanted to talk to you about it because the gift card you got me for Christmas is going to go towards the purchase.
Oh, that's nice.
And also, you know, this shared space. I wanted you to, one, know that because it's medical, you can't say anything about it.
I can't say no, but
I can file a report with HR.
We don't have that. But it's nice to make me feel like I'm a part of the purchase, and then
this is our shared space.
And, I'm more sympathetic towards it, and I feel like I reap the benefits sometimes. I don't get the seasonal affective disorder thing, but I also get your bounce off light, so I feel like it helps me.
We're in this together.
Yeah, so whatever light you shine...
Shine your light.
It's coming on over here.
Shine your light, guys.
So how big will it be? Like a monitor size? Or
I think it's a little smaller than that. Here, I'll send you a...
Have the counter space? We got a lot of stuff going on over there.
I actually thought about that. But what I'm thinking is I think I can set it right here.
Get a mount?
And then I'll put... No. I mean, nobody uses this other mic anyway. It just stands over there. Like, no, we literally never... We have a mic here that I don't even know why it's here. It's been there forever, but it's a statue of a mic. We never use it for anything ever. We never put a guest here. It doesn't have a processor on it.
That's your area. Your stuff's over there.
Well, I know. So I figured, you know, why not really move in?
Well, get your light thing ordered and let's get going.
All right. You take a look at it. It's big, but you and I actually looked at this before. This is not the first time that I've looked at this box.
That's a desk lamp.
Yeah, but look at the pictures of it next to people.
It's huge! It is huge!
Where people are like acting
it's
like...
bigger than your head.
Yeah, and they're acting like it's not big. They're like, I'm drinking my coffee while I have this robot about to eat my face.
It's in a spotlight.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And it's going to be really freaking bright.
I am happy. It's so big.
See what Nikki has to do now that it's
so
medical?
I'm happy
that you're making this choice in your life.
Whatever makes you feel better. And that's actually a pretty good price. So
it's way cheaper than it used to be.
Yeah. I was expecting worse than that.
They used to be about $300. This is $140.
I can get the safety glasses that are the different colors.
There you go.
Helps with yours. I'll just bring those in.
They're like, you going down to work at the site?
Yes.
Sure.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Guess what I got? I didn't tell you this yesterday, but I got for Christmas, I got an Echo Dot.
You got the Amazon one?
The Amazon Echo Dot. And
the little talking thing?
It looks like a hockey puck.
Yes, okay, the smaller one.
Literally, they make the Echo, which is big, and then the Echo Dot, which I'll have to say... I used it as a Bluetooth speaker yesterday. Actually, I didn't. I said, hey, Alexa, play blank. No, I've got it tied into Pandora, Spotify, and then Amazon Prime Music. And so you can say to it like, hey, Alexa, play blank, and you can have it play a soundtrack for you or like whatever albums you have. And if you had said to me, you need this, I'd be like, my phone does all that. I don't need that. Having spent 20 minutes with it, I loved it.
You liked it?
Yeah, it's really weird how often I talk to it. I have it give me the weather, play music for me, every once in a while ask it a Wikipedia question, different things like that. And it works incredibly well. It is, of course, a device that spies on me for the NSA and reports all of my activities back to them.
We realized that a long time ago. That everything we own does that.
Sir, Obadiah just searched Stranger Things to get on Wikipedia.
What do we do, sir? Just let him go.
He's doing it again. There will be no season 2 details. So, yeah, I mean, aside from that. But
sure.
You know what? It's one of those things where the price, obviously it was a gift, so I didn't pay for it, but they're $50. And what it does for $50 and how well it does it, genuinely surprised by the quality of the product. It's cool.
I'd be curious because, again, you feel like, hey, my Hey Siri would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess if it's in that sort of setting.
The only thing that I guess like my only like the thing I want to do with it that I really can't do is that I would like to put one in my bathroom and I would use it all morning, like while
waterproof?
Getting ready and stuff. No. I don't. It probably isn't. But the issue is like community bathroom too close to other people's rooms.
Sure.
And I get up first, and so I imagine a lot of roommate complaints. Like, how am I supposed to sleep with all that talking? There's some woman in the bathroom giving the weather. I'm sleeping.
Yes, I can see that being a source of problem. You're right. He's a considerate roommate.
Well, it's not so much considerate. It's just you get shouted down if you do the wrong thing.
You come in and like she's been disabled, like she's taken out. Like, I don't know what happened.
It's a bullet hole through Alexa and you're just like, what did you do? You were jealous of her.
Just wanted her to be quiet.
I had a personal assistant. It was a girl. And you're like, man, I ain't had a girlfriend in so long.
Don't let them tell you to put your shirt back on.
You tell them you're proud of your body. That'll show them.
The Riot on Radio U.
So there is a rumor, and I know, like I get tired of talking about Apple rumors too, but I feel like this one is very interesting. Unlike all the other ones I've ever talked about that were stupid.
Well, I kind of thought this one was like just out of the blue. So makes me think that there is some...
Like, there might be something to
it. Who would just say, well, I bet you the next one, you know, who would start that rumor? So I bet you there's some truth to it.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Tweets that Apple tweeted Friday has made people think that that Apple is working on a new iOS, which would be 10.3. The rumored release date would be January 10th, which is a week from today. And one of the big things that people think it's going to feature is something called theater mode. And so the idea is you would put it into theater mode, almost like airplane mode. It would, I don't know this, but like for me, airplane mode's in my drop-down menu. So maybe this would be that too. So what it would do is it would disable all sounds and vibrations. And then it would also automatically reduce your screen brightness way, way down.
So you still use it during a movie?
Mm-hmm. It would also block incoming calls. And you could set it to message people. So like if somebody called you,
it
would send a text message like, I'm at the movies. Yeah. I'll call you back later or something like that.
That works because people now get nasty even if you're on your phone like during the pre-movie stuff.
Well, you know what?
Not like the trailers, but just in the theater, people get nasty about it.
I've had people be very nasty to me just for having my phone out while they were running slides.
The commercials and stuff beforehand.
Yeah, or it's like, yeah, you know what? I need to learn more about what Coke is doing in my community.
It's like,
Once
the lights are dim, that's one thing. But even if it's not, people can just get nasty.
See, for me, I don't even mind if you've got your phone out during the trailers. Mm-hmm. Fine. Trailers are still commercials. It's fine. I'm totally fine with that. I do get a little annoyed when people pull their phone out while the movie is going on. Because for me, and I realize everybody's different, but the thing I love about the movie theater is that I don't get bugged while I'm at the movies.
Yeah.
Like if I'm at home watching a movie, there's an expectation that, hey, you should return this text, you should return this phone call, whatever. But if I'm at the movies,
just enjoy it.
For 2 hours, I am unavailable.
The last movie I went to, someone, I don't know, like for a good 15 minutes, kept turning on their flashlight on their phone.
Really?
Maybe they were looking for something, but boy, that was annoying.
Hey, I went to the
people
movies.
Got mad.
Last week, and the manager came and kicked people out.
Did? Is that really bad?
I will admit, like, they came in, they were super loud. They kept taking selfies with flashes. And it was one of those things where
what,
I actually...
are you new to this, guys?
That's what I thought.
Come on.
It was like, you know... All right.
It's a common decency.
You get your phone out. That's annoying, but I'm probably just going to let it go. Even the talking, I let go to a certain extent, but flash photography in the movies?
Movies? Really?
I mean, if it's not a concert, you get that, right?
So they're saying that this might be a feature then. Sometimes, though, I always got the feeling that the entertainment industry would not like you to be able to use your phone or possibly post about things while in the movie theater because they don't want that... you know, initial thing of, yeah, I'm seeing this movie, it's terrible, or, you know, they're probably assuming it's not going to be a positive posting. So they don't want you to have the technology to easily be on your phone during that time.
Yeah, well, you know what? Are people still, like, I just assume if people are, you know, pirating a movie, they're doing that, like, in Malaysia with a whole setup or something. Like, I don't actually...
It's not, they're mostly, anything pirated, if you've never seen something pirated... It's not normally out of the United States.
Never.
It's mostly like
Russia.
It's got
Russia. Korean subtitles.
Yeah, it's not.
Hard-coded.
Yes.
So.
It's all right.
Yeah. So there you have it, guys. You may be able to use your iPhone in theater mode next week. But this is, of course, just a rumor. And Nikki and I are reporting on a rumor of a rumor. So, boy, aren't you glad we did that?
That's our news.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it. Radio U.
Remember, you can text us anytime, 877-2-RADIO-U. Lisa just did. She said, well, as far as the gym this morning is looking, it's pretty spare. I think they figured out how to thin it out in here. It's about 75 degrees everywhere in the building.
Oh, really?
That's hilarious, because when I go to the gym, it's freezing. I was in there yesterday at lunch, and I thought, man, it is cold in here.
Well, I was curious yesterday when you went, because yesterday was kind of a holiday for some.
Yeah, for some people.
So if your resolution is to like go back to the gym or get there for the first time, would yesterday be crowded, or is today kind of like the starting off point?
Well, I don't know what I'm in for today. I'm not lifting today. I'm just running. But yesterday, I went into the gym, and...
Was it obviously the New Year's crowd?
Well, let me put it to you this way. You go in, normally, I'm not even exaggerating, I park up front.
Yeah.
Like, I park, like, right by the door. There's nobody there. I go in there. I had to park almost all the way in the back of the parking lot when I got there. And there's the secondary parking lot that normally I'll see, like, two or three cars in. It was not full, but several rows were full. And I thought, whoa, I'm really in for it. I walk in. More people were walking out as I was walking in than I think I normally even see in the gym at all.
Sure.
And especially the month of December, I guess everybody took that month off. Because I went, there were times when I went where there would be like two other people in the weight area.
It's a big gym.
Yeah. So I went in yesterday. It was a madhouse. There were people everywhere. And again, I wish everyone the best. I do. But they were almost all people I'd never seen.
Sure.
I'll bet you I could count on one, maybe two hands the number of people I recognized, and there were three times that many people that I had never seen before.
Well, you have to bear it through usually, what, last week of January?
I say it's usually the third week of January.
Yeah, that's when it starts to go back to normal.
So I'll be really curious. Like, I don't know if people were out like making a strong first impression or
a good showing
or what. But dude, it was, all the stories are true. It was crazy town in there yesterday. Couldn't get to anything. I ended up going and almost like finding, I was basically like out in the middle of the floor, just like, all right, just going to put some weights here.
Here's my spot.
I'll just work out here, I guess, whatever. It was nuts. But, I mean, I still got in there. And I say, hey, good on you guys. Keep it up. Make it crowded
in there.
Just
leave him a space, though, back.
Just leave him some space.
It's the riot.
It's pretty violent. It's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids. But fun? Oh, yeah.
Radio U.
Starting to feel a little hungry. Nikki, could you pass the bone broth, please?
No, wait. Okay, so we're trying to figure out. We decided we were going to do lunch today, which always opens us this whole thing.
Here's the thing that I feel like. I feel like the lunch discussions, I mean, today it's fine, but there was a time not long ago where it was like declaration of war kind of stuff. Like, we're going to lunch, and it's like, all right, who wants some?
Because you'd feel personally attacked if no one wanted your pick. At least I did. Now, I've noticed at the place that I was bringing up as an option, they have their dressings all listed, which are all gluten-free, by the way. One of the dressings is fresh lemon or lime squeeze.
That's not dressing. That's not dressing.
It might be too much. Sriracha. Sriracha's not a dressing. That's just a sauce.
Do you guys offer water dressing? You just put a little...
The new thing?
You sprinkle a little water on the salad? Yeah,
spritz.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Spritz water. I couldn't possibly.
Yeah, it's very low calorie. And I find that it really enhances both the flavor and the odor.
Maybe we won't do this. But I don't know. We're trying to find... I wanted to go someplace new for lunch.
Uh-huh.
And Chris liked this place, but I can't think of anything else.
Look, I get it. New Year's, whatever. Do you know how packed this place is going to be?
I know.
Full of people that are like, I'm turning over a new leaf this year. I had a salad, so
now's look how the time.
I'm so healthy now.
Now is the time to go to the wing buffet, because that should be empty.
Right. You know what? You said it. I didn't say it.
Should we go to the wing buffet?
Maybe, maybe not. The other side of it is that going to the wing buffet is signing a letter of intent to having a miserable afternoon.
True.
Sitting
true.
At
it
your
is,
desk
it is
just
more.
Like,
why is my stomach hurting?
Why did we do that?
We should have gone with the lemon or lime squeeze dressing and not the entire wing buffet.
Excuse me, do you have, instead of the Diet Mountain Dew, I have some bone broth? And instead
a
of
light bone broth.
This bourbon glaze, do you think that you could perhaps do a lemon spritz on some of these wings?
Not too much, so I am watching what we eat.
Would you just, I need you to hold it back
the
just a little
is,
bit.
This is the big issue that I've been facing, is every time I want to go try something, it's the whole, okay, you walk up and you pick a rice or a burrito or whatever, and then you put your toppings, you put your meat, and then you're done.
Okay.
Every place you go to acts like that's some sort of new design for a restaurant. It's like, here you can have these choices, you pick four things, and then you're done, when every place is like that now.
Like, look, it's a... That's a salad?
I want to sit down.
You're describing a salad?
Yeah, or just not even a salad. It could be, that's a rice bowl. Great. Every place is doing that.
All right. Dana just hit us up, said there's a place called a German donor shop. Now, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but...
Oh, the Donner or the...
Is it Donner?
I don't know.
Well, they got French fries as a side dish. I'm already interested.
Yes, it's like a kebab thing.
Yeah, so you just get like a... Oh, I don't want veal.
Yeah.
I don't want the veal, but I don't think
they have
I don't
that
think this
just
is the
in
same,
the food court.
I don't think that's the same place,
no,
but
I don't think it is too.
But like, could I get a? I want some chicken. Got some chicken instead of veal.
No, you get schnitzel.
What is a schnitzel?
I think it's deep fried.
I don't know what
schnitzel.
It is.
So you that's know. German. I think it's like a pork cutlet or something.
All right, schnitzel. Here we go. Let's get it. Schnitzel.
It's meat pounded and breaded.
Usually thinned by pounding with a meat tenderizer that is fried in some kind of oil or fat. That sounds delicious.
It's like everything we eat. But normally we don't eat the pounded version.
Everything German.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. They don't normally pound it. So you're exactly
that's
right.
That's what makes that.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll have that. So, all right. Well, that's just an option. It's fine. You know, deep fried things. I like those.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Can we get some sauce with it? And I would like some rice. So let's go to Chinese food.
Could you guys spritz lemon and lime? Oh, that's an extra charge.
That's an upcharge. That's a premium.
That's a $2.99
upcharge.
Well, you know
a lime is not a lemon, and that is a premium option.
That's $2.99, sir. Oh, okay. What if I wanted just extra lemon?
I don't like to go to lunch with us either.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I feel like it's so good, it's worth mentioning at least one more time, and that's this. Probably one of the single biggest life-changing things I've ever done. And, like, it's New Year's, so we're all talking about life change. Maybe a little too much tomorrow. Let's lay off it a little bit, okay? But, like...
Well, I mean...
2 days of life changing, I just...
It's a new thing. You're supposed to... This is a dime.
I feel like it. Maybe it's enough, but this is amazing.
I think you've talked about it twice. That's it.
All right, well, that's a lot.
It's not a lot.
It's not?
No, it's perfectly fine.
Okay, sure. But here has been, I feel like, probably the most life-changing thing for me has been this, is that for a while now, 6 months maybe, I don't know, I've just been saying, Jesus, teach me how to live. I've been praying that prayer. Jesus, teach me how to live. Because it's funny, a lot of times when people talk about Jesus, we think about maybe a fluffy cloud, because God's
sandals,
like that.
Sandals, a man
sandals,
with that and a
yeah.
book.
And you think, if you met Jesus today, he's probably kind of dumb. Does he even know how a cell phone works? You know, like, these are the kind of thoughts we have. But I want you to know something. Jesus is a genius, and he knows how to live life. And I feel like a lot of times we don't think that he does. We think that he has some neat ideas about what life's going to be like after we're dead or something. I don't know. But right now, today, my life, he doesn't know how to do this. And if I sat down and talked to him, I mean, I'd take it under advisement, but I really have it under control. Look, Jesus knows how to live. All right. He wants to teach you how to live. And I don't know exactly what it is that you need taught in your space. I know what I need in mine. But what I've found is that asking Jesus to teach me how to live has been a thing that has put other things in motion. God has helped me with other things. Now, I'm not perfect. He's still teaching me. And that's the thing. What I've begun to realize is that I have not yet had a day in my life that I did not need Jesus to teach me how to live and then to help me do it. Sometimes I even needed him to help me to want his help because I'm like, nah, I got this, brah. But that's part of the problem. So look, think about that. Today, if you've never asked Jesus for help on living to teach you what is a good way to live, what a great time to do it, right? Everybody's like, these 10 tips to lose 15 in 17. Well, what if Jesus taught you how to live? That might include how to eat, might include how to sleep, maybe how to treat people, lots of stuff.
Still not as much nudity as Game of Thrones. Still not as many zombies as The Walking Dead. Still nerdier than The Big Bang Theory. It's The Riot on Radio U.
All right, Nikki.
What?
I want to say hi to Ben. He is a Riot listener. He just messaged me on Twitter.
Hello, Ben.
And sent me details on, it reminded me first of the fact that CES is coming. Consumer Electronics
yes,
Show?
It is. It's January.
But is it later this week or is it next week?
I think it's next week.
Okay.
Because isn't it normally the...
I'm trying to log into their website and it's just giving me the little wheel. So
you're just patiently waiting.
How about this? When is CES 2007?
Well, it's not yet because the website's not working.
Thursday, January 5th. So
oh,
2 days.
This week. Okay.
Through Sunday, January 8th. But the other thing Ben is reminding me of or showing me, check this out, Nikki. Here's something you don't know.
Sure.
Is that after Christmas, I came as close as you are to me right now, maybe closer, to buying an Oculus Rift.
Did you?
You don't even know.
But you already had one. It was the developer's one.
I did.
But
I really want one.
Is it because you didn't have your accountability partner during
time? Could have been. I had support. People were like, yeah, just do it. Whatever. If you want to get it, just get it.
No one was saying no.
No. And so I came very close, but I did not do it for two reasons. One, I think it's going to get a lot cheaper sometime in the next year. Even though I had what was a more of a discount, it was like, buy an Oculus Rift, get a $150 gift card. And I thought, maybe. There's that. And the other thing is, it's funny, but like I'm more interested in basically some of the crap that you can just get on the phone VR stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff I'm interested in, live events, 360 video, and stuff like, I realize this sounds dumb, but I'm completely serious when I say this. Like for winter, for example, I want to put on an Oculus Rift or some kind of VR headset, and I want to sit on a beach for half an hour.
Well, they said medical-wise, like that can actually do some help for people if you don't get vacations.
Uh-huh.
Or you're stuck in a typical climate and it's not a nice one.
That's the kind of stuff I'm interested in. I literally want to feel like I'm on a beach for half an hour.
Not the roller coaster ride.
I'm not even that interested in game. Like, I want to play. Of course, yeah. I'm going to want to play games, but I am more interested in virtual presence than I am in, like, oh, I got to get this sick app so I can shoot the what. I'm not as interested in that. Yeah, I decided not to. But he just sent me a link. Lenovo has just announced that they have a new VR headset that they say is actually a higher resolution than the Oculus Rift. And they're saying that it's going to be less than $400 when they start selling it.
$399.
So now we're starting to get into what I consider to be my price point.
Yeah. Well, again, more competition means everything goes down.
Yeah. I will
tell you. So just wait a little bit more.
If the Oculus Rift had been $400, I would have one now. Like I would have done that. But it's $600.
And you got to have the stuff to run it, which mm-hmm. I think you mostly do.
You have a PC. I have everything I would need to make that thing sing.
Because you already had one. Again, I just can't emphasize that.
I know, but here we are 18 months later.
True, it is better.
Like the experience is better, the software is better, all that kind of, all of that's true. But Nikki, no.
You said no.
I did say
good job.
But this Lenovo thing, if it turns out to be real, maybe I'm saying yes. You know? We'll
it's
see.
Not Lenovo. No.
Lenovo. Yes. But yes, foe.
Yes.
A long egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip. Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
Nikki, I feel like, I mean, you were not experiencing this the same way that I was.
Yeah.
But you and Chris were just talking, and Chris was making fun of you for eating seaweed snacks.
Yeah.
Because that's what Nikki does. They're just these flat. You know what they make me think of? Now, don't get mad when I say this.
Oh, whatever. No,
do you know
it's fine.
Those like things that you put
the
on
Listerine
your tongue?
Strips.
The Listerine strips.
Yes.
That's exactly what they make me think of in the way they look and come out of the package.
This is the winter harvest.
Yeah.
Of the organic roasted seaweed snacks. It's like, if you ever get sushi, you know, the seaweed that they wrap around. Mm-hmm. Think little squares that you just eat that only.
Okay.
And now, I like it.
Again, I just want to give you from my perspective, like almost like I was watching a movie. I was sitting here and Nikki's like, I love seaweed. It's so good. It's the chip of the sea. You know, you're explaining all this stuff. And the whole time while all that's going on in the background, I just hear, I sold my soul to the devil.
Oh, for the ongoing concept.
I sold my soul.
I didn't sell my soul to the sea god.
Not by
eating seaweed.
No, because that's what I think it is. I just felt like as I was watching these two pieces of art.
Sure.
Your art of talking and their art of music making combining. And I was like, art is combining to convey
the soundtrack of what I was talking about.
And the truth is that I think maybe you sold your soul to the devil and you were like, I would give anything to make this seaweed taste good to me. Poof. Hi, Nikki. It's me again.
No.
I know we just met last week, but
here I am.
I'm here to talk to you. You got a few things left that I might be interested in, like your soul, and I'll make that seaweed taste like cookie dough.
Like a potato chip.
Like cookie dough and potato chips and
all
everything you love.
In.
You just hold this seaweed in. And then call it what you want, and it'll taste just like that.
It's just a nice little snack. I was off last week, as you were, and my eating schedule was just, whenever we're off, like, I won't get hungry.
That's great. I'm glad for you.
Stretches of time without eating. But when I'm here at work, I'm starving by the time we get to a certain part of the show, so I brought a little snack in.
In the meantime, I had to institute what I called the Christmas Eve rule. I would not allow any cookies, candy, or anything else to be in my presence until...
Oh, during your time
Christmas
off?
Eve.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then on Christmas Eve, I opened a bag of peanut M&Ms and I put them in the bowl. And I made them last all the way until Thursday.
Yeah.
And that's when my roommates informed me that none of them ate the M&Ms. And so I literally was the only one that ate that entire bag of M&Ms. Hey. But I feel like it's a badge of pride. 5 days.
You know what tastes like M&Ms? Seaweed.
Yeah, it's funny. Isn't that weird how, like, neither M&Ms or Oreos have come out with their seaweed flavor? Isn't that weird?
No, they even done green tea.
Did you guys get that new seaweed M&M?
Fine.
It's so good.
You know what? I don't care.
I sold my soul to the devil.
I like it, and I went all in, and I got it at Costco, so I have 25 others of these until I can get through these things. It's a big pack of it. It's probably like 15, but there's a lot of seaweed. We have a lot of seaweed.
And it's going to be April. You're going to be like, hey,
Were you the last one?
You want to have one of these seaweeds? Because, like, I still have 10 bags left.
They're tiny little individual bags.
Well, you ate almost a whole bag this morning, right?
No.
I did not.
It's seaweed. That's not.
Proof positive that the geeks are winning. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Well, it sucks to be in Australia today. And let's be honest, you could say that on lots of days.
Oh, no, it'd be lovely.
I mean, you think it would be. I mean, I think Australia has, like, the highest concentration of killer things, animals, of, like, anywhere on Earth.
You're just talking what? Sharks and...
everything else.
And everything. Spiders. They got some big spiders.
Snakes,
yes.
So,
Sounds like Florida to me.
I'm not going there. Deciduous forest. You know, I hate the winter, but you know what? I found a dead snake out in my neighborhood the other day, and I was like, ha, ha, ha!
It couldn't make it.
Look at you! That's what happens in the winter, brother! You'll never grow to your full potential.
Aww.
Because you're dead. So I was excited about that. Where were we? Okay, Melbourne.
Yeah.
They got a problem. I'm going to use, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'll give you the full title of the article, and then you can see what you think. Melbourne warned of beach poo hazard after storms. You're like, what's a beach poo? Oh, you rent one and you take it out in the water. You know, that's a sea-doo. This is beach poo.
Sea-doo-doo?
So here's the deal.
Is it bird stuff or?
They had some huge torrential storms that they say basically what they did was they ended up washing so many things off of the land into the sea.
Yeah.
Bird poo, horse poo, cow poo, people poo. That's the official word from the EPA, and that's the Environmental Protection Agency in Victoria, which
from
is
like
where
sewers
Melbourne,
and stuff, or
just runoff, runoff and sewers. They're like, hey guys, might want to stay out of the beach for, you know, we don't even know how long, but like for a while.
Like kind of, we get, was it red tide or different types of tides here?
It's a brown tide.
Brown tide alert, man. That is an alert.
I didn't even think about that. Thanks for that, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Because all day in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh. I let's just put it this way, all right? There are euphemisms floating around the building.
Floating around, of course.
There are euphemisms.
All the time.
I've heard things like, I'm going to church. I gotta go.
The toilets here are called church. Yeah. It's the company.
That's right. I've also heard, you know, stopping by the library.
Oh, that's a common one.
All right, but forecasting a certain tide.
Well, you should put like a flag out by your office because that's what you do when there's a tide alert. You know, you just put the flag out.
Like I've got a balloon.
Just
or you run
whack
up,
it on the wall. Just put it right flag. There.
Careful with that. Careful with that too. They just want to let everybody know that
that is wrong.
All right,
I know
this
is, probably happens every place, but
so it's everything that washes in from the streets,
but I will guess
and
what
that
I
comes out of the stormwater system. It gets dumped into the coast.
I guess what I can't wrap my mind around is why is there so much number two on the coast?
Well, remember what
to
I said.
Wash off.
Remember what I said about any day in Australia.
Is bad.
I mean, maybe it is.
Like, is it just, like, maybe that's more of a farm area?
Maybe. I'll be honest, I'm not super familiar with that area of Melbourne.
It's just, I mean, they must got a lot of stuff going on.
They do.
So, to wash away.
Washing.
At first, you were excited because it washed it away. You're like, yes!
Oh, that's fantastic!
And then you're like, oh, wait a minute.
So, I guess we're not going to the beach then.
We're not going today.
Maybe ever now, really. So, hey, if you guys had a Melbourne vacation plan, you might want to make sure you get some travel insurance.
There's a tide alert.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.